From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Jobs, jobs, jobs. What will today's monthly report show, and what will it reflect about whether the economy is recovering or stalling again? Sungwon Son is an economist at the Smith School of California State University. He says so far, job creation has been anemic and does not keep up with the number of new entrants into the job market.
We need at least 100 to 150,000 jobs a month simply to take care of new people joining the labor force, but we are far from that. We can say confidently that the employment market has hit the bottom, but we're still scratching the bottom, and a meaningful, significant upturn is some time away.
Most economists expect June's numbers to be about 112,000 jobs added, not enough to stem the outflow of jobs. Today, West Virginians are honoring the man who served them in Congress for more than 57 years. John Hingsbergen of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports the nation's highest-ranking leaders will join in the ceremonies for Senator Robert Byrd. He died Monday at age 92.
Both President Obama and Vice President Biden are scheduled to attend the memorial service in West Virginia's capital city of Charleston. This marks the second time the two have visited the state together this year. The casket bearing the senator arrived yesterday and was borne through the city by a horse-drawn hearse. Hundreds lined the streets or gathered to meet the procession at the golden-domed state capitol. The body lay in repose overnight for public viewing in the building's lower rotunda. Today's memorial service will take place on a plaza outside the Capitol building. Both the president and vice president are expected to offer remarks during the ceremony. Byrd will be buried next Tuesday in Arlington, Virginia. For NPR News, I'm John Hingsbergen in Charleston, West Virginia.
Police in Afghanistan say insurgents staged a suicide attack on a U.S. contractor's compound in the northern Kunduz province. NPR's Corey Flintoff says at least two foreign aid workers are believed to be among those killed.
The police chief of Kunduz province says six attackers stormed a compound used by Development Alternatives, a private contracting company that does work for the U.S. Agency for International Development. He said the assailants detonated a car bomb at the gate to the compound, then fought a lengthy gun battle with security forces. An Afghan army general said all the attackers were eventually killed, along with a security guard, an Afghan policeman, and at least two foreign aid workers, one from Germany and one from the Philippines. The district governor reported that another foreign aid worker had been killed, but that hasn't been independently confirmed. Insurgents, whose power has primarily been confined to the south, have recently stepped up attacks in Afghanistan's northern and eastern provinces. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
This is NPR News. Toyota says it plans to recall at least 270,000 cars worldwide. Dwali Zaikautau reports the vehicles may have engine defects.
Owners of Toyota's luxury sedans may be driving with faulty engines that could cause the vehicles to stall and, in extreme cases, could shut down the engine while the vehicle is in motion. The company reportedly found cracks in valve components installed in high-end vehicles such as the Toyota Crown and the Lexus GS350. The car maker will outline details of its recall in Japan on Monday. It is not yet clear how many cars in the U.S. might have to be recalled. Toyota said it had received roughly 200 complaints from drivers related to this defect, but so far, it said it has received no reports of accidents connected to the engine problems. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
Two suicide bomb attacks in Pakistan leave more than 40 people dead today. More than 175 are injured. The site of the attacks, the biggest Sufi Muslim shrine in the eastern city of Lahore. This is the second big attack in a month in Lahore. A big gun battle between rival drug and human trafficking gangs has left nearly two dozen people dead in Mexico near the border with Arizona. The battle was in a sparsely populated area. Police say they have captured nine people, of whom six were hurt in the confrontation. The Des Moines River is rising. There's a small leak in a levee in downtown Des Moines, Iowa, but officials say the neighborhood the levee protects is not in immediate danger. Birdland neighborhood residents have not been told to evacuate. Weeks of heavy rain are bringing the river up. Officials expect it to crest this morning. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.